Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Joburg and Polokwane reach a high of 28 this afternoon, Mbombela 31. We kick off with rugby news, and the Springboks beat the All Blacks for a second consecutive time in the 2024 Castle Lager Rugby Championship, edging their fierce rivals 18-12 in front of a sellout crowd at the DHL Stadium in Cape Town last night. It was also the Boxers' fourth win in a row over the Kiwis, the first time they achieved this in the professional era. And as a result, they won back the Freedom Cup for the first time since 2009. Trailing the visitors 9-3 at halftime, the Boks outscored New Zealand by 2-0. But as captain Siya Kolisi says, they will be the first to admit it was not the way they planned to execute the game plan.
We didn't start the way we wanted to start. And then second half, you know, our coach was quite honest with us. And the way we started the second half, we did exactly what we wanted, you know. And then the subs came on, they do what they always do. Because this game was really big for us, and we spoke about it. After the World Cup final, this was the biggest game for us at this group. And I'm so happy for guys like Sasha to be coming in games like this, you know. And Kanan also coming back from injury, so...
Six suspects were killed and another seriously wounded in a shootout with the police in Germiston yesterday. Hawks spokesperson Katlego Mogale says the police earlier received information that a cash-in-transit robbery were planned and a multidisciplinary task team ambushed the robbers.
Members started looking for suspects' vehicle and spotted it driving recklessly. Members attempted to stop the suspects and they immediately started shooting at the members. The members returned fire and suspects' vehicle lost control, thus crashing into a pole. Six suspects were fatally wounded in the ensuing shootout, and another was taken to hospital in a serious condition.
Now to politics, and former President Thabo Mbeki says ANC members don't need a dysfunctional party and they should work together and be intentional and deliberate. Mbeki was addressing the ANC Free State Provincial Executive Committee renewal convocation in Welkom yesterday. He says the party must continue to intensify its renewal and also participate in the upcoming national dialogue.
We have, as a movement, a responsibility to engage that national inclusive process, to put forward our own ideas. Hopefully the population will support us, so that at the end of that conference come answers from the population as a whole as to what needs to be done in order to respond to all of these challenges that our country faces.
And Oasis's debut studio album, Definitely Maybe, is topping UK charts again, 30 years after its original release. The feat comes just over a week after the 1990s Britpop pioneers delighted fans by announcing they will reunite for a series of concerts next year, after brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher ended an infamous 15-year feud. Ticket sales for the gigs, however, have been marred by controversy. The chaotic scramble for the prize tickets last Saturday saw sudden big price hikes, known as dynamic pricing, hours-long waits online and hopes dashed for some by technical glitches on the Ticketmaster site. The debacle prompted the UK government and the country's competition watchdog to promise investigations into the ticket sales website and its practices. I'm Martina van der Walt Eilers. Hoofnuus die uur, groot sukses vir die Springbokke wat gisterand in Kaapstad die Vryheidsbeker vir die eerste keer sedert 2009 kon inpalm en die All Blacks vir die eerste keer sedert 1929 vier keer in 'n ry kon klop.
Yeah, Oasis, the Gallagher brothers, they even said something about that. They said, please, everybody, just shut up. Our mother hasn't even got a ticket. Yeah.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.